own business. You already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning, Jeffersonians. It's that time of day again.
It is.
It's the time for the Jefferson State of Mind.
It's the last Sunday of the of summer.
Is it really?
I believe so.
No.
Yeah, deer season's open and bow season.
No.
Yeah,
it is. No, it doesn't open until October, doesn't it?
No, bow September? Season.
Bow season. Yeah. Oh, bow.
Yeah.
Yeah, bow season does open before shooting season.
Yeah, I think
But shooting
weekend.
Season doesn't start until late September?
October-ish.
October?
Yeah. Depends on the zone that you're in. But, yeah.
Yep.
No, that's how you always know summer's over, because it's time to go hunting. So, but we're here.
Just watch out for Cecil the Lion. Poor little Cecil.
I still don't know who Cecil the Lion is or was or...
See, the thing that really makes me mad is it's a lion in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
Let's have a little perspective, folks.
That the guy that shot it paid the government of Zimbabwe $50,000 to shoot him.
Yeah. So you take him to the right place.
So he could shoot a lion.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, good old Cecil the Lion.
Tangent
we're
number
here.
One for the day.
Yeah, we're here and rolling. And we're expecting a phone call in about... 15 after from El Dorado County to talk about some of what went down there.
Yep, lots of good stuff going on down there.
Fantastic. I mean, those people are on fire for State of Jefferson big time. And it's a great thing to see. It's always fantastic when you get a county that gets the message, that picks up on the message and understands how critical and crucial what we're talking about and what we're after.
Mm-hmm.
And just how vital it is. Because there are people that have the foresight to go, well, okay, let's say we don't get the State of Jefferson. What then?
Yeah. And it's always a scary thought, actually. Actually, well, it's predictable. It's a very predictable thought. It's just going to continue to get worse and worse.
Well, have two logical conclusions
mm-hmm.
of either things continue on the way that they are
mm-hmm.
or things change. But if things can't be changed civilly, because they're not going to change on their own,
mm-hmm.
what is going to be necessary to affect that change?
Yeah.
You know, and there's people that have foresight into that understand what's coming.
And as we give away our liberties, that change could be for the better or for the worse, too.
Mm-hmm. You know, and if, Jefferson were to fail or anything like that, I'm sure there's even more people that would bail the state of California. But that's just temporary relief, because
yeah.
it will follow you. It will find you, because
mm-hmm.
California, you know, as California goes, that so goes the nation.
Yeah, and a couple weeks ago, Obama even said that there are with his new EPA standards and stuff that 26 more states need to be more like California.
Yeah,
and I'm sitting there going, that's a phrase no one should ever use for anything ever.
Would that be the same EPA that just killed an entire river?
Something about a chemical spill, right?
Yeah, something, I think 100 million gallons of
of toxic death.
Crud yeah. that they dumped into the river. You know, when's the last time that private industry or citizens did that? Nope.
Probably around 1970,
1980. It takes a government agency to pull that off.
Yeah. Well, you want to see incompetence at its finest, you know, have a politician come around.
Yeah. And as Reagan said, the 9 scariest words ever, I'm from the government and I'm here to help
you. Yup.
So,
man.
But yeah, and, you know, California continues the march. They're doubling down on the energy standards. They want to reduce energy emissions by another 50% on top of what's already been reduced.
Mm-hmm.
The new standards for CARB quietly passed. Mm-hmm. That's not being advertised by the media.
Yep.
I hate to tell all of you truck drivers that ran out there and said, hey, if we just get compliant, everything's going to be okay. All of you truckers that don't want to comply, you're just causing problems and, you know, just pony up, suck it up, and get in line with CARB. I hate to tell you. And
you're
another,
now not compliant again.
In a couple of years, those brand new shiny trucks are not good enough on their standards, and you got to go through the whole process again. And, you know, I don't know how to politely put I told you so. But, you know, a lot of people told you so, that California is not going to stop, that the objective is really not clean air. It's to drive you out of business. They want you gone. They want you off the road. They want to cripple the transportation capabilities of California until the only people that can move anything is the government, and you're reliant upon the government for freight.
Mm-hmm.
That's the objective, and they're not going to stop until people put a stop to it. Or we're in a free state. Mm-hmm. And this is just, you know, one of the many, many, many things that we're fighting and why it's so critical to do it.
Well, if you want to see where... Oh, what is that?
That's your tax dollars at work in an emergency alert system.
Oh. Is the emergency that another tax is passed in California?
Hopefully this is just a test.
Bear with us.
Might be a good
second.
Time to take a break.
Yeah.
That is a good idea. Go, Bob. Bob, our amazing producer, of course. We'll go on to a break. You can call in 605-4567 or hang out in our chat room at kcnr1460.com.
Time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So pick up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
This is U.S. Navy and Marine Corps veteran Montel Williams. During my 22 years of military service, I had the honor of working beside many brave service women. They are the fastest growing population of veterans, and they can be a great asset to your company. Women veterans are trained to take initiative, adapt to change, and they're quick to learn. If you're an employer or a woman veteran, call the U.S. Department of Labor at 866-487-2365 or visit careeronestop.org.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
Do you love brain teasers, interactive puzzles, and mind-bending challenges? Then you won't want to miss Turtle Bay's summer exhibition, Mindbender Mansion. Starting May 23rd, test your brain power by solving puzzles to reveal hidden clues and passwords in order to become a member of the Mindbender Society. Mindbender Mansion was created by the Oregon Museum of Science and Industry and is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
The voice in my head. Hey, it's telling me that I should stay in my bed because it's doing the night. Why can't I sleep when it's doing the night? Because the fire in my soul. Hey, the fire in my soul got me ready to fight and I'm ready for war. Over. You know I've been so lost in translation, like I'm fighting for truth in Babylon, trying to find my peace in the zone of war.
Even when the day comes,
yeah.
Even when the day comes, 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 I'll be ready when the day comes.
I'm ready for war. I'm ready for action, now watch me kick in the door. But what if the day comes when we go from sun to moon soon? Who can I run to, run to, run to? Will you be loyal, will you be true when I need you? Say, climb these streets and I...
Welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind, where we have new bumper music.
We do.
So we're sitting there listening to it going, I like it.
Yeah? Gotta dig into some... new stuff and mix it up every once in a while.
Yeah.
So I believe there were some things in the chat room going on that we wanted to touch
there
on.
There was.
Real quick.
There were two questions of sorts in the chat room. The first is that Keep It California is telling folks that there are not eight counties that are part of the state of Jefferson right now. That is false. There
that
are
is
eight
false.
Counties.
There are eight.
All eight counties, including Lake and Lesson County, have been sent to the parliamentarian, the Speaker of the Senate, and the Speaker of the House.
Mm-hmm.
So there are eight counties that are legally involved.
Well, the,
and
the
done.
Keep It California is telling a lot of people a lot of different things that they are not really knowledgeable about or understand.
Hello.
There we go.
Keep going. Nothing to see.
All right.
It's sometimes it, because of static electricity, it'll switch it over to the on-air broadcast instead of the studio broadcast.
Trippy.
And the on-air broadcast is 7 seconds behind the studio broadcast. So if that
that's in case we say words.
Yes.
Oh,
words.
That's for you then, Robert.
Yes, that's the bear delay. So we've been through our government-approved test of the national broadcast system.
Yes, we have. We're all looking around like, what happened?
Our static electricity
test. I was waiting for guys in black and with M16s and stuff to fly through the windows, you know.
No kidding.
And then the second question is, because we'll have a fella on talking about El Dorado County here in a few minutes. The Placerville Paper Mountain Democrat apparently used the word secession.
Of course he did.
I know, that word again. Three times in a recent article, and we were asked to clarify once again the difference between separatism and secessionism. And secessionism essentially is taking a state and forming your own country with it.
Exactly.
Saying, we're done, we're no longer Americans, we don't want any part of the system, we're out of here. That is absolutely not what we're doing.
No.
That is absolutely not what we're doing. Separatism is actually a legal phrase that is recognized by the United Nations and not by the United States, which is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really interesting. You see it a lot in like Bosnia and Kosovo and a bunch of other places from the late 90s. But essentially, what separatism is a group of people who are culturally, politically, religiously, any type of L-Y word, different from another group of people, and they simply want to create their own state. or their own county, or they just want to separate the issue.
Yeah, we don't want to leave the country.
We're Americans. We are born Americans. We're going to die Americans.
We don't want to throw out the Constitution or the rule of law. We actually want to go back to the Constitution and the rule of law.
Yeah.
We want to remain within the Union and function as a part of that Union.
Mm-hmm.
And in their foresight, our founding fathers in the Constitution actually gave us a method to do that.
Yeah.
So.
And if it wasn't legal, it wouldn't have been done five times since the founding of the nation.
Exactly.
Just saying.
So, you know, it's just the an opposition tactic of if you say the same thing over and over and over, it becomes true. Mm-hmm. Well, don't let them say it over and over and over.
Do we have a location online where anyone can view those eight declarations?
You know, I believe SOJ 51 actually has a copy of each one. And maybe what some of the confusion is for Lassen and Lake counties, is the declarations were a little bit different there.
Yeah.
Is that they declared that they want representation, they want their seat at the table.
Mm-hmm.
And once separation becomes imminent, they will take a vote of the people.
To ensure that that's what the people want.
To ensure that's what the people want. Yeah. So basically the board said, yes, we want in on negotiations. Yes, we're going to do this. Yes, we're part of it. Once that separation becomes imminent, then we're going to ask for a vote of the people to be if they want to join the new state.
Yeah.
But until that time, we want to be able to negotiate for representation because we are being caused harm by lack of representation.
It's actually a very intelligent way to go about it because if you negotiate and then you realize, I don't like this negotiation, I don't like where this is going, it's not the best for the people of my county, just leave.
So, but we do have Mike Thomas from El Dorado.
We do. And it looks like we have another caller. Bob, we're going to go over to Mike because he's calling in long distance. If you could call back in about 15 minutes or so, we'll get you on air, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Doing good. Some hiccups this morning.
Yeah, we're here.
That's what we get. It's 8 in the morning.
So how are things going down there in El Dorado, Mike?
We had a great meeting. I don't know if you've heard last Tuesday. This is Red, right?
Yes, it is.
Hey, how you been, man?
Busy.
Yeah.
Ornery.
Yeah, Tuesday night we were on the agenda to do a State of Jefferson presentation. And earlier we kept telling them that we're going to have probably 1,000 to 2,000 people here. And we asked them to try and find a larger facility like the fairgrounds or the high school or somewhere, but they did not want to move the meeting. I think they were a little unnerved about crowd control and that sort of thing. So what we did was we knew we would have more than the chambers would hold. Chambers have seats for 96, and I don't know capacity-wise what they're allowed by the fire marshal, but there was, I would guess, 150 that were inside the chambers.
Excellent.
The overflow went out into the lobby where there is audio and visual in the lobby. But then it went all the way back out into the, in between the two buildings, the county recorder and the board of supervisors. So we had fortunately set up a PA system that worked out really well for the overflow crowd, because we didn't want people to come and go. And people were getting there early, as we had suggested. Pretty soon the whole parking lot for all the county buildings was completely full.
Yeah, I had a secret squirrel in the crowd that did a head count and gave me a number of pretty close to 500.
Yeah. I would guess you're right in there. I know the Bee, Sacramento Bee, had 400. And then I just learned, actually yesterday, that the highway patrol had blocked off the road right at the freeway, and the county buildings are on Fair Lane, and they set up and were blocking traffic on Fair Lane and the freeway there, not letting people go up that way, because the traffic was backed up all the way from the county offices down to the to a Denny's.
So there was actually probably more people looking to attend the meeting that couldn't get there.
That's what this person was telling me yesterday.
Yeah.
He said that you had however many people you had up there, he says that's how many people he figures turned around and went home.
And what was the demeanor of the crowd while the presentation was going on?
Yeah, they were, my wife was out outside with the group, and then she was also in the lobby. She was kind of bouncing around, but she said that the mood of the people was fantastic. They were having a good time.
Excellent.
Yeah, that's and what I saw, and some of the young people that you guys had speak in support of the state of Jefferson were fantastic.
It really is.
Yeah,
that was probably the most encouraging thing when we had our county fair here in June. We gathered just under 1,500 signatures there, and the opinion of everybody that worked the booth, and our booth was probably the busiest booth at the whole fair. What was the greatest thing, greatest experience you had? And it was the young people. They were either coming over and wanted to learn, or they had already had a real good idea of what it was about. And looking, they did come. Someone would come over and go, "Where can I sign?" So it was pretty encouraging for us.
Yeah.
Well, that's there was the one girl. I think she was 17 years old or so. I can't remember her name off the top of my head, but it was amazing to me to watch such a young girl hand moral authority over to a board of representative officials and just kind of call them onto the mat about what's wrong with you. And that was fantastic. And basically what she said is, you're hearing from Keep It California that we're dependent upon the state of California. Mm-hmm. And even if that was true, I was raised not to be dependent on anybody and to get up and stand on your own. I'm paraphrasing, but that's basically what she said.
Good
and
for her.
She's looking at the board and going, why should we not get up and stand on our own? And I thought that was fantastic.
It is. Yeah. And I want to say her name was Sierra, and I may be wrong.
That sounds right.
I think she was 16. I think she was a sophomore in high school.
Wow.
Is that the same one that when she first got up there, she turned and looked at the young man from Keep It California that was talking on behalf of them, and she says, "I just want to make sure that you know that the youth, he's not speaking for the youth."
That would be her.
Yeah.
Good for her.
That would be the young man from Keep It California that called us bikers and drunk rednecks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. The crowd got a little roar out of that one,
Yeah.
But well, he later came back and apologized for that.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Somebody raised him right. Even if it was the state.
Matter of fact, when I went to the microphone, that was the first thing I did was turn around. I said, "Young man, please keep your ears open. You're now going to hear the other side of the story."
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to get a little exposure.
And I got people in the chat room saying that the sheriff and Mark Bear did very well as well.
They sure did.
And I think it was Augustini.
We're so fortunate over here to have a sheriff that understands what's going on. And he has supported this movement from the get-go. Well, the same time that I started, same day. It was when and Red was down here on February the 28th. We had a town hall meeting, and there was over 300 people that attended that. And the sheriff, he told the story that when he left after that meeting, he actually had to pull over. He called his wife on the cell phone and said, "Honey, I think I just have seen history being made."
Wow.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah,
then he called Steve Klinger, and Steve and Kevin McAllister have been the two people over here for the past year plus,
mm-hmm.
and they're responsible for all these signs that you see.
Yeah, they are absolute warriors.
But the sheriff called Steve and said, "Hey, how come I don't have a sign?" Steve went out to his house. He picked a 4x8 sign and he put it right in his front yard.
Fantastic.
Excellent.
Yeah,
so where are you guys at in El Dorado County? I mean, how do you feel you're looking at the board? Where are you guys at with your signature gathering? How's it going?
Well, our signature gathering has been great. Every time we go out, it's no problem getting signatures. I announced the other night at the meeting that we're right about 10,000 in signatures, and
very good.
Here's what we've done since that Tuesday meeting. On Friday, I delivered to the clerk of the board our request to have this put on an agenda and voted on. So now the ball is in their court, and we're going to be waiting for them. We would like, and our committee, or four of us on the committee, signed this request, you know, of the board to take action. So the ball's back in their court, and we're going to be waiting to see when they can agendize this. And I'll be keeping everybody over here in El Dorado County posted on the, how we progress through this. Be interesting to see how they vote. I, you know, when you have a crowd of over 400 and you know there's probably more, I think we would have had between 1 and 2,000. I've always said that, you know, but it's hard to prove unless you have a facility that can that can handle that kind of crowd.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's, I only counted 8 from Keep It California. And when you have those overwhelming odds. Oh, and one other thing. Our board chair over here did something that has never been done before. He came up with this idea. He passed out a little roster to find out where all these people are from, what county, you know, they're from, what city do they live in.
Okay.
I never even really saw the – I didn't even know he was doing that. As far as I know, everybody inside the chamber, I, very few of them signed it, but according to the Mountain Democrat over here, there were 321 signatures on that. And when I talked to the clerk of the board last Friday, he said he only counted – it was somewhere between 10 and 12 signatures that were not from El Dorado County.
Yeah.
So when you're looking at that,
that's usually how it is. Yeah.
You're looking at your constituents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, Mike. We want to tell you thank you, but we've got to get off to a break. Thank you for the update, and maybe with any luck, we'll be talking to you guys again in the future and seeing how things are going.
Yeah.
We're expecting a lot of fantastic news from several counties here. And, you know, to be honest with you, I think the popular swell for Jefferson is larger than it has been at any time in the other movement.
Well, that's the way I'm feeling right now. And I sure appreciate what you and Kayla are doing here. I'm going to have to really you guys caught me by surprise. I'd heard a little bit about it, but I got on the computer here and I saw that you guys have been doing this for quite a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going on
a year.
We're going on our second year.
Are we?
Well, it'll be. Yeah. Wow.
Well, hey.
We've been here a while.
Good things take time.
They do.
They do.
You got to work for anything that you actually want to have success at.
And that's something we want to discuss when we come back is, you know, while the Jefferson fight goes on, we can't ignore trying to hold back California and what they're doing while we're getting free.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
So, all right, we better get off to our break here.
Yep, okay. If anybody has any questions, please feel free to call in at 605-4567 or hang out in our chat room, which is truly hopping today. I can't keep up with it, at kcnr1460.com.
I was born by the river in a little tent. Oh, and just like the river I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. But I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will.
you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
There's a storm on the horizon, and my adrenaline's running wild, but I got my brother standing next to me. So praise the Lord and pass the ammo, stars, stripes, and camo. There's a price to be paid, you stay free. On my neck, I do this for my family and the colors I respect. Ain't forgotten that those cowards took the towers down.
Welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind.
Mm-hmm.
So we just got a really good update from El Dorado County, and it looks like it's been submitted to the board for an action item. So we'll have more updates here in the near future on what's going on down there.
And what we're hearing, the tremors, if you're putting your ear to the rail to hear the train coming, is that we're expecting good things out of there. And,
you know, that's one thing the next generation probably will not quite understand.
What, putting your ear to the rail to hear the train coming?
Yeah. I mean, think about it. Even in Reading, the trains only come through 2 or 3 times a day.
Well, that's true. Well, for you younger people, used to be before we had cars and things like that, the fastest way around anywhere is you just bebopped on down the rail line.
Yeah.
And if you wanted to know if the train was coming, you put your hand on the rail and felt the tremble, or you put your ear on the rail to tell how far off the train was, especially if, you know, you're going across a bridge like or something like that.
Yeah.
So that's that reference.
Yeah.
But
is the skunk train still going?
Yeah, I believe it is.
Okay.
So one of the things that we wanna touch on and we've talked about is while we're fighting the state of Jefferson fight, there are things going on that we absolutely have to resist with the state of California. SB 277, the vaccine thing, is absolutely something that needs to be fought and opposed and put up to against to. And one of the things is when we don't have representative officials, when we don't have our elected officials that are representing us and are refusing the will of the people, they need to be yanked out of their seats and replaced. And that's something that we need to look at too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the things I asked in Plumas County was, what do you mean your board will never vote for it? Do you, the people, want the state of Jefferson. Oh, yeah, yeah, we absolutely do. But our board will never vote for it.
Then why did you vote them onto the board?
Then what are they doing in their seats? Why are they there?
They're obviously not doing the will of the people, which is their job.
So you either make it very clear to them that they'll come out of their seats or, you know, that you'll replace them with somebody. And I think that message is starting to resonate, too, because we know some things that are going on and some things that are coming. And, you know, there's some elected officials that absolutely are not obeying the will of the people. There's some elected officials that would actually rather take your representation and take your constitutional ability to be represented and hand it to somebody who's not even a citizen. They would rather take it away from you and hand it to somebody that does not contribute, that is not under the same color of law, that is not under any of it.
Mm-hmm.
We have elected officials that are doing that. We have elected officials that are signing documents against the Constitution saying that they want to maintain the status quo and sending it to the Supreme Court. Those are people that absolutely have to go. There is no way that you can leave people like that in place. And, you know, I think a lot of that message is starting to resonate, and there absolutely is a train coming. And anybody that has a bit of survival instinct should probably better have their ear to the rail and hear the train coming. Because it is.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we want to urge anybody and everybody that if you don't have elected officials that are doing what they want, run against them. Find somebody to run against them.
Yeah.
Help the people that are going to run against them. Send a message back.
Well, that's the thing, is you can't really complain about, oh, well, my representative never represents me. Well, if they don't represent you, what is he doing there, and why don't you have somebody run against him? Oh, well, we can't find anybody to do it. But you find a lot of people to gripe and complain, but nobody actually step up and do something about it?
Yeah.
Since when does complaining change anything? You have to do. You have to do, folks. Action.
Yeah. Anybody. You know, and if you put somebody in there and they don't turn out the way that they're supposed to, replace them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you keep pulling parts until the car works.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, you know, and sooner or later, if you keep replacing people, they're going to get the message that, hey, I better stop doing what I want to do and start doing what the people want me to do, or I'm not going to be sitting here.
Yeah.
So, and we have some good representation here in the North, and we have some absolute lousy, worthless representation that slithers off of a tennis court maybe twice a year to wander up here to see what his constituents look like.
Not that we're not going to name names or anything, but some of you know who we're talking about.
Not that we're going to name names.
Or ones that finally make it off the golf course, you know.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And, you know, here in Shasta County, we have some people that are going to be running for Board of Supervisor. We already know that Janet Chandler is going to be running for Supervisor of District 3.
That's Ball, right?
No, Giacomini.
Giacomini, that's right, yeah. Giacomini.
And, you know, Ms. Chandler has a long family history here in Shasta.
Mm-hmm.
She has a fantastic understanding of the Constitution.
Well, she was a teacher, too, wasn't she?
Yeah, her father was a judge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and here's this fantastic lady, and she's putting herself out there because she wants it to work, and she understands that she is not there to be a rubber stamp for California. She's not there to implement California policy upon her constituents. She's there to defend her constituents from California. She's there to put Shasta first. And that's what we need, is people that understand that. They are not there to be the enabler for the government for what it does to the people. They're there to defend us from the government.
Mm-hmm.
So there needs to be a transition. And, you know, we have some other people that are going to be running. We actually just got confirmation on a pretty major thing that we can't talk about yet. I'm sitting here chomping at the bit. But,
he tried bouncing his chair.
Yeah, there's somebody on the list that is going to be coming off the list. I'm really excited. I can't wait for the announcement about that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's several local races that are going to be very interesting. There's other people that are in the wings that are building themselves. And, you know, this election, State of Jefferson, and the citizens of the North State are going to come out blazing and start taking it back. And I'm very, very excited about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
Yeah, lots of elections coming up next year.
it's going to be a biggie.
It is.
You know, and for us, it's almost like our Super Bowl.
I don't know what it is. I hate election season. Like, everybody gets all wound up, and it's like, you didn't care about politics 6 weeks ago, and now you're, like, so into it, you know their favorite color and what's on their iPod.
Well, yeah, that's there is a
like
lot
calm
of
down, people.
There is a lot of bandwagoning going on, but for us, like right now, it's like draft season, right?
All right, and I've seen you when it comes to football and baseball, so I know exactly what that reference means.
Who
for
do we
you.
Want on the team?
Oh my goodness! Let's go ahead and pull Bob off of the call because he just called back. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Kayla and Rob. Hey, thanks for having me on.
Yeah. Thanks for calling back.
Yeah. Hey, that was important what you guys are doing, and I really appreciate that.
Awesome.
But here last week, I met a young man in his 80s, and he lived up in Siskiyou County when they did this. He was 10 or 12 years old. And he told me that, and I don't know, I haven't been able to find out, and this is why I called to find out if you folks know,
mm-hmm.
that this thing about the state of Jefferson actually went through the state senate here, or the state assembly, and it went through the senate. But because of all the people that were behind it, ended up getting called to the war, that when the government come to ask them to sign the paperwork, they weren't there. They all weren't there to sign the paperwork, and that's why we're not the state of Jefferson already.
Gotcha.
It would have been done in 1941.
I believe the vote was supposed to take place on December the 8th.
Something like that.
They, actually, that's kind of a mixing of two different things that happened.
Mm-hmm.
The state of Jefferson basically declared their independence from California and were forming their own state. They'd elected their own governor.
Yeah.
They in the 1941, they didn't ask anybody's permission. They just did it. They said, hey, we're our own state. Here's our governor. We're going to start writing our laws. We don't care whether you like it or not. And then the war started. And but there was actually a vote that passed through our legislature and went to Congress and died, but that was because the beginning of the Civil War, and that was actually to separate Southern California from the rest of California at the Tehachapi Pass, at the Tehachapi Mountains.
Yeah, I know that area.
So,
I have one more question for you.
Okay.
That you brought up about the trucks, and by... I think it's 2025 or 2030. The brand new trucks we have today that are certified are not going to make it. Well, according to Nancy Pelosi, Barbara Boxer, Dianne Feinstein, and others in our state assembly as well, if they get what they want about old cars, old motorcycles, old trucks, classics, antiques,
mm-hmm.
they want them off the road.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing older than 1973 or 74 vehicles do they want on the road in the state of California.
Yeah.
Could you imagine what that would do to Redding's cool April nights? That's $1 to $1.5 million of our economy.
Yeah.
That would go right out the door.
Yeah. And well, that's where Redding will just have to aim to misbehave.
You know.
And just
yeah.
do it anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
And that's we've got to hit our last break, but that's you're touching on exactly something that we want to kind of get after.
Yeah.
Is stop complying. I no longer consent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we're going to have to roll off to a break. We're running a little bit late today. Thank you for calling in, Bob.
Okay.
And calling
you
in a second.
Folks, have a good one. Thank you for all the work you've done.
All right. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to call in at 605-4567 or hang out in our chat room, which is seriously is hopping today. I'm not even joking. At KCNR1460.com.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love, but confess. You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'.
And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing, and you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you.
This summer we can all save energy and money together. Your Reading Electric Utility would like to remind you that you may qualify for one of the many rebates available for upgrading your appliances, adding insulation and window screens, or making other energy-saving improvements to your home or business. Please visit reupower.com to learn how you may earn a credit on your electricity bill. Save energy, save money. Remember, reupower.com, brought to you by REU, where Reading is powerful together.
Playing ball is a fun and healthy activity. Unfortunately, the cost of organized sports participation is out of reach for many children. Artwood and Play Ball Foundation's mission is to increase local youth sports participation through education, providing equipment, and fee assistance. Join us on Saturday, August 29th for the Home Run Derby fundraiser at Reading Softball Park. Admission is free and includes a kids' venue, concessions, and good old-fashioned home run hitting. Sponsored by K2 Properties and the Corey Meyer Home Selling Team. For more information, visit us on Facebook or call 440-4211.
Did you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net and donate now to show your support.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind, where we are creating a new age.
Exactly.
And so are you that purple creature on the screen?
No.
Like the purple minion? You're like the purple bear? You know, just, no?
No. I'm the warm, lovable little teddy bear.
Oh. Yeah, right.
And but you know, in a lot of ways that song kind of sums it up for me in a ways is, welcome to the new age. It's the apocalypse. And I'm feeling kind of radioactive because, one of the things that I wanted to touch on at the end here is, when you're talking to people about the state of Jefferson and about restoring liberty and restoring representation, don't allow yourselves to be drugged down the rabbit trail with minutia. Well, you know, who's going to take care of the roads, and you know, what is this going to look like, and you know, what is my retirement going to look like over here, and what is this? We have answers for all of that, but really, if you look at what is going on, okay, I have friends and family that have been under threat of evacuation about 6 times over the last 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. My family, my aunt, my brother's dad have had to fight fire off of 3 sides of their homes now. Yeah. In the last 2 weeks. I have a buddy I grew up with, I hunt and fish with. He's a single dad, got 2 little girls. He lost his home, lost
everything.
I have more friends and family that have lost a lot of things. I have a state that is attempting to make me poison my children to send them to school.
Yeah.
Okay. I've got a state that is removing my representation and my ability to defend myself and taking the inheritance that my forefathers left to me and handing them to somebody else that is not even a citizen in this country and does not contribute to this country in a meaningful manner and is here illegally. I have a state that has driven me out of a job with erroneous air regulations. I have friends and family that have been harmed. And I'm sitting here watching the state just beat the crap out of us, and you want to argue about potholes and interest rates and mm-hmm. and things like that. And it really, what does it come down to is, do you support liberty or do you support communism? Because that's what it is. It's tyrannical. Our government no longer follows the rule of law. It's absolutely tyrannical. It's causing harm. It's actively attempting to harm us. And people want to get upset about our tone about it. People want to get upset about our reaction to it.
Mm-hmm.
People want to get upset about, you know. So there's a lot of these things that hit on a very personal level for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand the weak need.
Well, we live in a culture today where if you have an opinion, it could offend someone. And
good.
How dare you, Robert, have an opinion that could offend someone, you know? It's ridiculous. You know, again, I always go back to when did you not be able to argue politics and then still sit down and watch a football game together?
When
did that end?
When the politics became about removing freedom and liberty and subjugating the people, that's when the argument is no longer civil, because we're not talking about differences of policy or difference of thoughts of how to accomplish the same thing. America used to be on the same road, and that was being American and being free.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we negotiated with each other on the best way to accomplish that. That is no longer the argument. The argument is now, are we going to maintain ourselves as Americans and as a free and people that enjoy liberty that are able to pass that on to our children, or are we going to allow ourselves to fall to the tyranny of the state? And when you are looking at an argument like that, and when you understand that for some of us, if the argument can't be handled civilly, it will be handled another way.
Yeah.
You want to argue about potholes and digits on a fictional piece of paper that are not going to matter at the end of the day if you don't have liberty. It's nonsense. Knock it off and focus. Because if you don't understand how vital that this fight is, and that this is the fight, this is it, we don't win here, then ask yourself what? Because there's no second chance here. There's no other...
Well, with a lot of those issues, too, I don't think our founding fathers went, I wonder what's going to happen to our currency after we win this Revolutionary War.
No.
I wonder what's going to happen to our property values. I wonder what's going to happen to this and that. No, they went, this is enough. Enough is enough.
Yeah.
They have overstepped their boundaries, and we simply want to be seen as equals. That's all they wanted. They wanted equality for everybody in the colonies.
Yeah.
And because the crown wouldn't give it, they said, well, fine. We're going to create our own country, and everyone will be equal.
Yeah. And I mean, literally, what are you going to do? Okay, say the tax rate is 3%. Are you going to go, oh, no, I don't think 3% tax rate's good. I'm going to go back to California, and I'm going to light my house on fire, and I'm going to inject my child full of poison, and then I'm going to hand my wallet to an illegal alien and go live homeless on the street because I don't like the 3% number from the state of Jefferson. I don't care if that number is 0%, 3%, 15%, or 25%. I'll pay it to live in a free state.
Yeah.
whatever the cost. As long as I have liberty and freedom, and I know that that's going to be secured for my children, I don't give it. I don't care what the cost is.
You censored yourself.
I don't care what the cost is, and I'm tired of arguing over the nonsense. This is the fight. Get in it and fight the fight for the right reasons.
And that's where I guess we'll leave you with this week is, what's it worth? What is the cost to you out there in the state of Jefferson? As always, we're going to be back next week. This is the Jefferson State of Mind, and it is time to make it yours, Jeffersonians.
Sovereign Minds is next here at KCNR Shasta Redding.
Jeremy House in Washington. China's top prosecuting office says it's setting up a team to investigate possible offenses related to last week's explosions at a warehouse storing hazardous chemicals. At least 112 people were killed in the series of explosions. Also on SRNNews.com, a Trigana Air Service plane carrying 54 people lost contact with ground control during a short flight in bad weather in the mountainous eastern province of Papua. Independent aviation analyst Chris Yates says difficulty of operating in Indonesia is well-founded.
Many of those airfields that these airplanes fly to are often very tricky in terms of their landings and takeoffs and in terms of their air traffic control procedures as well.
Scores of rescuers are heading to a remote area of Indonesia after villagers reported seeing an airliner crash into a mountain. There are disturbing reports in the Middle East involving ISIS.
Yes, okay.